This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado will join a key global group that tracks outbreaks of disease. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Last month, the Trump administration withdrew from the WHO, the World Health Organization. Among other things, it directs and coordinates the world's response to health emergencies like global pandemics. Now, Governor Jared Polis says Colorado has signaled it plans to join the WHO's Global Outbreak Network. Polis says the move will help the state better connect to global early warning systems, which track infectious diseases. The state's epidemiologist says coordinated global disease surveillance and rapid collaboration will help the state identify risks sooner and respond with precision. A spokesman says the state will soon file a formal application. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Several lawmakers, including Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, are challenging the new U.S. Wildland Fire Service. 11 Democratic senators and representatives say the consolidation of wildfire programs from four Department of Interior agencies is being done without enough analysis and planning, and they fear the change will be disruptive during what's expected to be a significant fire season. They want the implementation to be delayed until Congress is given answers to their questions. Tyson Bertone Riggs is co-founder of the Alliance for Wildfire Resilience, and he also wants the Trump administration to answer to Congress.
I think there is a real opportunity here to make sure that states, tribes, and localities are also a part of this change effort.
The Department of Interior denies that wildfire operations are being disruptive and says that delaying needed modernization does not strengthen wildfire preparedness. This is CPR News. We start this last week of February with another warming trend along the Central Front Range today, mostly sunny with high temperatures in the low to mid-60s.